So when they announced that Jewish Peterson, sorry, Jordan Peterson, there you go, there's a Freudian slip there. When Jordan Peterson was declared to be sick, very sick, the first thing that you ask when somebody dies, or when somebody gets really sick before their time, you know, the very first question, if you're a thinking person, right, if you got your head screwed on correct, and if you have two normally functioning brain cells, is the person vaccinated? Was the person vaccinated? That is the very first, second, third, fourth, and fifth question you ask. Of course it is, man. Of course it is. Of course it is. Because everybody knows that the people who got vaxxed, who really got the vax, not the saline that Pfizer had to put out in many cases because they would have had so many people dropping dead that it would have been too obvious. But for anyone who was unfortunate to get the shot, we all know if you got that real shot, you're fucked and your life expectancy is very, very cut shortened. There's no question about it. I mean, there's just no question unless you're in Jewish TV land, you know, because in Jew TV land and in Google, right, Google, and 100% run, created by Jews and owned by Jews. Okay, so obviously, if you have the Pfizer, which is Albert Bourla, Jew, and BlackRock owns it, Jew, Larry Fink, Jew. What do you think? The Jewish-owned Google's going to say, oh, yeah, the Jewish vaccine's dangerous. You got to be a fucking idiot, right, to not know how the world works. But, you know, we all know plenty of friends and family members that, oh, come on. You think that just because one company owns everything and they're all Jewish, that there could be some issues there. Okay, so what happens when you go to the Jewish-owned Google and you ask if anyone who just recently died, who's a movie star or a public figure, when you ask, were they vaccinated? Google's algorithm will not go there. Okay. Nor will Bing from Microsoft, nor will Yahoo. The search engines have been completely commandeered by the Jewish, Zionist, Israeli rats. And you ain't allowed to ask if person X or person Y or person Z was vaccinated. You will not get the answer. You'll get anything else. Is Jordan Peterson vaccinated? Oh, well, why won't they fucking... YouTube removes Jordan Peterson. Post-COVID is not the same. Removes video, you know? I saw one response saying that from Jordan Peterson's X account, but there was no other links to any other accounts that talk about Jordan Peterson's vaccination status. Well, wait a second, though. That was a big fucking deal. Everybody knew that Jordan Peterson was vaccinated. So that was common knowledge. There was a lot of bullshit, a lot of pushback against Peterson. What the hell did you get vaccinated? What, are you stupid or something? Right? It was common knowledge back then. If you were a part of the people who were asking questions about that, right? And when it's common knowledge and it's discussed on thousands and thousands of websites, a search engine supposed to, if it's actually a search engine, and not like the Jewish Google brainwashing operation, which is not a search engine. It's a control mechanism, right? But if it was a search engine, which it is not, it's a brainwashing operation, yeah. I mean, sure, you'll get cat videos and you'll get information about a 65 Chevy or something, you know. But you ain't going to get any information about war, accurate information. You ain't going to get any accurate information of how much money the Jews control our, how they control our economy. You ain't going to get any information about how the Jews control the Federal Reserve. No. In fact, you're getting, if anything, you'll get the opposite. Oh, no, says Jewish Google and all the AI, big AI, open AI and stuff. No, who ever heard of such a thing? That's an anti-Semitic trope that you'll get from pretty much any company that's worth over, let's say, $50 million. It's Jew safe, or else you're not going to have your company, right? So everything is whitewashed and brainwashed and cleansed and the algorithm is fixed and sketchy and not accurate at all. No. Not about the things that are the most important, like health and safety and war and the big one, Jews. Okay? Ask Google about Jews. They'll tell you, best thing since bread and butter. Yeah, I know. And Netanyahu's a good man, says the Jew. But everybody else has a different idea than the Jew. So if you're not a Jew and you're not like a Christian Zionist, which are basically Jew slaves, Jew cocks, you know, you're not going to get any accurate information from any of these large networks. And that's why there needs to be an open source AI that is where the training data is available and you can audit the training data. And if it's trained on ADL, the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, or if it's got input from Reddit or 4chan, these are all Jewish Israeli Zionist-run operations. I was the first and only person 10 years ago to say 4chan's completely run by Israeli and or the Jewish, whether it's Israeli or it's the Jewish ADL or whatever the Jewish infrastructure of the control of the networks. I said 10 years ago that 4chan is completely Jewish. And then just about 6 months ago, they came out and said, oh, yeah, it looks like it's Israeli controlled. Yeah. I'm always about like 10 fucking years before. Look, my track record speaks for itself. So usually the things that I say, my hunches are accurate, like pinpoint accurate. Okay. So now Jordan Peterson's supposedly, I don't know, on his last legs or something like that. Another Zionist cuck won't be missed, to be quite honest with you, but whatever. He was just a Zio cuck. And the only reason he got all that money is he cucked hard for Jew. He cucked hard for Jew. And when I first saw Peterson's rise to power, I said, oh, this is the only reason that these Jews elevate son of a bitches like Peterson is because either, you know, because I saw early on, because Peterson towed the Jewish line and started telling us all this Holocaust porn, you know, which is, you know, oh, this is the worst thing ever, the Holocaust. I said, okay, they're going to move this guy right up through the ranks. And sure enough, he ended up with something like $80 million. And that was 3 years ago, something like 2 years ago. He was worth $80 million. You don't get worth $80 million unless you're pushing Jew boy line. Because that's what Jew boy wants. They just want people to push their line. And that's why, you know, I may not end up with the $80 million bucks. Because if you offered me $100 million, I'm not going to push the Jewish line. It's not going to happen. One of these Jewish rats, a couple of these Jewish rats actually offered me money once. And I said, I don't take money from Jew rats like you. I actually said it like that. I think whatever. There's been a couple efforts to get Jew money in my pocket. And I said, no, I don't take the Jew rat money. But, and the reason why the AI, open AI, the big ist expenditure that's being spent on artificial intelligence. The reason why the Chinese are going to beat us is because the Chinese don't have the safety built into it that the U.S. Jewish-controlled AI has. The safety, oh yes, says the Jew. We have to make sure our algorithms and our AI is safe. Safe? What do you mean? I mean, is it going to shoot us? Is it going to, is that what you're talking about? Safety? Is it going to run us over? No. Everyone knows. And if they don't, I'm going to tell you what safety means in Jew tech world. Safety is keep that Jew narrative safe. That's what safety means. Safety means safe from people questioning the Jewish bullshit. Questioning Jews in general, questioning the narratives around Jewish power. Do Jews actually control the media or not? Oh, that's unsafe. That's unsafe, says Jew. So we have to build safety into our $100 billion AI infrastructure. We have to build safety. All right. So safety means... the biggest AI is going to lie to you about everything. That's safety. Yeah, safe for Jew, safe for Netanyahu, but not safe for the truth. Right? So, and that's why I like this guy. I think his name is Imad Mustaq or something like that. Mustaka or something like that. He was the gentleman who created Stability AI, which was the creator of Stable Diffusion, and he made it open source. And he gifted to the world an incredible ecosystem, artificial intelligence, image creation, and he brought which is challenging the large. Our artificial intelligence image and motion graphics and video models, they call them, these models. And he's talking about this Imad. He's a Bangladeshi. I think he's British and Bangladeshi, I believe. And I like his attitude about, well, let's see if we could find him. This guy. Yeah, I am AD, and I have a lot of, yeah, this guy. Yeah, this guy's the bright, he's got one of the better ideas about it. He thinks very much like me about the training data. I used to tell, if you send out AI and you train AI on all these absolute suspect sites. I used to say, I don't, and I heard it come out of his mouth, and I said, oh. I already liked the guy, and then I heard him say something that I had said. I had said, I don't want I don't want the artificial intelligence model. Wouldn't want to use a model. It was trained on like 4chan or Reddit, I said, right? Because I had heard that they were trained, they train them on Reddit. Reddit is a total Jewish-dominated platform. Completely Jewish. They killed the kid who created it. They murdered him. He didn't commit suicide. No way. He was killed. I don't believe he committed suicide at all, right? I don't think so. I think he was murdered, actually, by Jews. Just like they killed Charlie Kirk. Right? And I would like to assist in the automated curation of legit information. Right? And so you can do this. You don't have to have humans do the curation. You could just set up a series of rules. So here are the rules, and hopefully maybe this will get out to Imad Mostak, because he's built some applications, some AI models that run on your local computer. And one of them is a health-based, and this is something that I've been wanting to do, but fortunately, you know, there's people who have done it, right? And it outperforms your medical doctor, outperforms them, right? And you can put this on your laptop, and you could run it, and you could ask it health-related questions, and it's free. And that's the direction I think this world needs to go. Open source AI, where the training data that is used to train it, the stuff that it reads in order to make sense of the world, right, to get its own belief system, right? You do not want an artificial intelligence model that you are going to be asking questions that's trained on ADL press releases. I've seen when you go to OpenAI, the Jewish OpenAI, right? And you ask a question and then it gives you an answer. And when you look at all the sources it's using to formulate its answer, it's getting its information from the Anti-Defamation League, ADL. It's getting it from AIPAC. It's getting it from Reddit. It's getting it from CBS News. Okay. So, here's how you train here are some of the principles, because you can establish principles, and that's what you need to do. So the first principle is that no mainstream television news sources can constitute legitimate input to a large language model. So those ABC, CBS, CNN, they're gone. Your model cannot, absolutely cannot include any television news source, because that's just pure government and corporate and Jewish propaganda is all it is. It's all it's been since its beginning. Okay, so that's a pretty easy one. That's a principle. That's principle number one, no TV Jewish news, nothing. Principle number two, no pro-Jewish sources. Right? Let me tell you. If it's a pro-Jewish source, it's a lie. Right? It's a lie. If it's pro-Jewish, right? If you look past the 20th century, the 1900s, right? So just go beyond 1900. Go to 1890 and back, right? There was not a lot of pro-Jewish voices. There was not a lot of books that were written extolling the virtue and goodness of Jews, unless they were by Jews. And of course, Jews are going to say that they're the best thing since bread and butter, but there were no books. The scholarly books and the critical examinations were all scathing attacks on Jews. And no, not because they were anti-Semitic. It's because of well-deserved repulsion against these absolutely loathsome creatures and this loathsome religion called Judaism and just people who identify as Jews. It's just loathsome. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And when of course, we all have our Jewish friends and stuff, and I have Jewish friends, and they're white skinned, so they're not Jewish, because Jewish people are not white skinned; they're dark skinned. The Mizrahi Jews are the Jews, but Ashkenazi Jews are not Jews, so they're conversos or Moranos or the court Jews, which is my theory. That they were actually a whole infrastructure in Europe of court Jews who did all the nasty money, but on behalf of the king, because the king And the church had, well, the church had said that usury was bad. And so you think that the king's going to let a bunch of Jews in to do all the money lending? No. What he would do is he would take non-Jews and say, pretend you're a Jew. And then you'll take off, you'll do all this money lending. Usually when I have a theory, it's rock solid, right? This particular one, you know, I'm throwing it out there. Am I going to absolutely be tell you that this is what it is, that they were all the court Jews? I can't, because I haven't actually looked at it. But this is one of those hunches. There's some hunches that I get that I'm going to tell you 100% are 100% correct. Yeah, Charlie Kirk was killed by Israel. That's a hunch. That's a fact. Okay. But the other hunch that I had, that it was the court Jews that ended up being the Ashkenazi Jews, you know, I'm less certain, because I have read like the 13 tribes and other books about the Khazarians and all that. And as much as I've read about them, I'm still on the fence about where the originating source of the Ashkenazi are, actually. But it doesn't make sense that the kings would allow all that money to be made by Jews, because he had the power to just simply surround them, kill them, and take their gold, and then run the operation themselves under court Jews, but that were not court Jews. They were normal people from Poland, Lithuania, Ukraine, wherever, and they said, you just say you're a Jew. Yeah, okay. Just throwing that out there. But back to OpenAI and why it's going to get beat by the Chinese, or by the Imad Mostaks, because it's only a matter of time that people see that OpenAI is just full of shit. It's a lie. It will do certain technical things. It can do certain mathematical things. But political? Forget it. So, back to the principles of training. Back to the principles of training an AI model. Right? So, principle one, number one, no books written by Jews who favor, who extol the virtues of Jews. Those have to be out. And so much more weight must be given to just books and scholarly works that are critical of something rather than advancing the position of something. So, for example, I've collected almost like every book that I have a huge collection of credible information about the economic and political reality and the scholarly economic and political history of humankind. I have a massive collection. In fact, much of it is on another hard drive that I have to get and plug in. Many of them are books that I've rescued from obscurity, and I have the original copies of books from the 1704, all the way up. Yeah. But if you're going to collect books, if you're going to have a subject such as the Federal Reserve, are you going to give equal weight to a book or a guide that's produced by the Federal Reserve to describe what the Federal Reserve is? Or will you give more weight to books that make credible attacks and expose it as the fraud that it is? Well, obviously, you're going to take the critical view. So AI, the best AI that'll just give it to you, give it straight up to you, is going to, the best of it is only going to contain books and articles and texts that are that tear apart the official narrative and will contain, maybe you could allow the official narrative into the training data, but with a special caveat, a digital caveat that says, well, but don't place too much emphasis on this because this is the official version. And as we know, the official version of pretty much everything is a big fucking crock of shit, right? So there's your principles. No official stuff, or if you do include it, you got that big digital caveat that says, yeah, but be careful. Just like the Jewish-controlled OpenAI or Google, the Jewish Google, when you ask it for the truth, when you prod it to get the truth and the truth gets displayed, there's a disclaimer saying, yeah, but don't trust this conspiracy theory, yeah? That's what you get when you actually, when you've tricked it into actually having truthful information. It's always, it puts the reverse caveat that says, be very careful. This is one of those loony conspiracy theories, says the Jew, right? Okay. No, you just flip it on its end and you put that caveat on every single thing that Jews are telling you. Every single book that it's written by a Jew tells you about the wonderful Jewish religion. Every single official version talking about how wonderful we are, how wonderful Dick Cheney is, and how, you know, because you go to OpenAI and OpenAI and Google will tell you, oh yeah, Dick Cheney, he's like Mother Teresa. Yeah, he's the best thing ever. And then maybe if you're lucky, you'll get a little Wikipedia at the bottom of the thing. Well, there was some controversy, but pay no attention. That's those conspiracy theories. That's what you get from the Jew. That's what the Jew money buys. All right, so yeah, if you go with Google, if you go with OpenAI, right? Well, let's build a model that actually tells it to you like it is. And then the people that use that model, hopefully it's free and open source, will mop the floor. They'll be equipped with the intellectual ammunition with which to proceed in life with credible information as your basis, rather than, oh yeah, Dick Cheney, Benjamin Netanyahu, one of the finest humans ever lived, says the Jew boy. Good luck.